Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the subject of jealousy. Jealousy is quite a common feeling experience on this fertility journey. I know I experienced it a lot, and I know my clients do it as well. So what can we do to let go of jealousy? What can we do to even be happy for the people who get pregnant and not feel that pang of jealousy and that, and then feel guilty for being a bad person for making about us and not being able to be happy for them? How can we let go of all that? Well, let's dive in and find out. Please do subscribe so you get updates, and also if you like the podcast, please do rate it as it helps other people find it, and lets me know people are out there enjoying it. Loving you. On our fertility journey, there were times when I felt the most extreme pangs of jealousy. Jealousy I've never really experienced in my life. Well, I've experienced jealousy in my life, but not to this extent. Just seeing a young family, or particularly a father with a young family, I'll be fine. And I think that's one thing about this journey. It can be a journey of kind of grief. And grief just catches you unaware. I could be fine and then see something and just, it's like someone kicks me in the stomach. It's like I've lost all ability to breathe. And it's almost like the reality of our situation comes to the fore of our mind. And you can't expect it. It just catches you completely unaware. And my clients find the same thing, and they sometimes struggle to be happy for someone else who's pregnant. And it could be someone, a family member or someone they're close to, and they really struggle with the idea that they can't be happy for them. They struggle that it's contaminated by all this unpleasant experience for them. So how do we let go of this jealousy? Well, the first thing I'll look at is, well, what is jealousy? If you look at the words jealous, look at the etymology. I love looking at the meaning, the original meaning, etymology of words. Well, the word jealous comes from the Latin zeal, which is to seek, to request, to desire. And you can't be jealous if it's not something you desire. But the problem is, this desire is contaminated with our thinking, the narrative we're looking at the situation through. And often in this situation, in this circumstance, it's something like, it's not going to happen to me, it's never going to happen to me, it's not fair, why them? These stories, these thoughts, this narrative, this filter we look at the situation through, that's what's creating the feeling. In some way, we're making someone else's situation about us. If we don't make it about us, we don't have that emotional response. And the first thing to consider is, okay, these stories, this narrative, is it true? How do we know it's not going to happen? How would you feel seeing someone else pregnant, whatever it is that often makes you feel jealous? How would you feel if you knew you'd be pregnant, say, in 3 months' time, 4 months' time? If you knew that was going to happen, you probably wouldn't feel jealous. You'd probably feel hopeful and excited that one day it's going to be you. So be aware that what's behind the feeling of jealousy is not the situation itself, it's the filter we bring to it, it's the thinking we bring to it, not the situation itself. Because if you change the thinking, change the filter, you have a whole different experience. I'm not saying that's all we have to do. We can't often control the filter, we can't control our thinking in that moment. But it's just about being aware what's creating the experience is not the circumstance, It's the story we're looking at it through. It's the story we're telling ourselves. And another thing is, I think feeds into this is, if we think it's not going to happen to us, or often it's future thinking. But who knows what happens in the future? And it can be easy to think, oh, it's not fair. That was very much my story. It's not fair. How come everyone else gets to get pregnant, have babies, have families so much easier than us? It's not fair. We're good people. Why do we deserve this? It was all about fairness. But the truth is, I wouldn't wish a 10-year fertility journey on anyone. But I'm really thankful I learned about myself on that journey, the changes I experienced in my own life, my own sense of self. I was a real worrier. Doesn't mean I never worry now, but worry far less. And I think the journey prompted my own inner journey, my own kind of Project You journey. I talk about Project You versus Project Baby. We focus on Project You. Project Baby takes more care of itself, whether it's with treatments or naturally. And my own kind of Project You journey, I truly believe I'm a better father would have been otherwise. I couldn't have predicted that. It's easy to say that now we're on the other side, we've got our son, I get that. I absolutely get that. But I also believe that sometimes there's a bigger picture that we don't understand. I used to get really frustrated if I'm stuck behind a slow driver. And my wife once said, well, maybe it's an angel. Maybe this driver is slowing up for whatever reason. And the fact that you're being slowed up, maybe you're going to miss the fact you might have an accident if you went racing ahead. And it's just changing the course of time for your own safety, for your own benefit in some way. And that was a really lovely, for me, I found that a really lovely reframe. So for a while after that, every time I got behind a slow driver, I just, okay, maybe it's an angel. And trusting in something bigger. The energy behind life is loving and kind and got your back and really wants you to be content and happy, and maybe in ways that we don't even understand or comprehend in our own human mind. As if life is a jigsaw that we look at one piece, we don't see the bigger picture. Michael Neal, in his book, The Inside Out Revolution, I think actually the second book, Space Within, he uses the metaphor of life, how he gets us to imagine a huge barge. I think I've shared this before, it's one of my favourite metaphors. A huge barge with a roller coaster on it, and that's often life. We're travelling on this roller coaster, going up and down and around, often feeling scared and frightened, and just being swung around, feeling out of control. But imagine your whole life you've been in that roller coaster with your eyes closed. And you're not aware there's roller coasters on this most beautiful, majestic river. What would happen the first time you opened your eyes? And when you crest the top of that roller coaster, you see that river in all its glory. And a few moments later, you can't see as you drop down into the depths. When you come back up again, you begin to see it again. Then it disappears again. But the more you ride that roller coaster with your eyes open, the more you begin to know that river's there, whether you see it or not. And what if there's an energy behind life is loving and kind and got your back? And it's like when you're sitting on a chair, you're not consciously aware of the chair. You can be consciously aware of it. You can take your attention to the chair and where you can feel it, how you can feel it. And what if this energy behind life is just like the chair? It's all, while you're sitting on it, it's always there, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. And it's got our back and it's kind and loving. And it has the bigger picture. And we'll never know why things happen. But all we can trust, there is a reason that things happen for us and not to us. I very much had a victim mentality for many years. That's one thing that really changed the result of our fertility journey. The result of my kind of Project You journey, I no longer felt a victim. I felt more empowered, a creator. We don't choose our circumstances, but I can create something from it. So what if things don't happen to you, they happen for you? So going back to the feeling of jealousy, another thing to be aware of, it's a feeling, it's an emotion. And the thing about feelings is they're completely spontaneous. You don't control, and you can't control your feelings. Feelings are thoughts, the story in your mind, the narrative that's come alive into your nervous system. They're spontaneous. We can't control them. They're actually memories. Your feeling is telling you you're no longer being present in this moment. You're no longer being your true self in this present moment. The feeling is telling you you're getting caught into a story in your mind about the past or the future. Often it's taking past information then seeing life in that moment through that contaminated thinking, then projecting that out into the future. So our mind is doing all this time traveling. So your emotion is telling you you're no longer present. You're no longer seeing this moment as it really is. You're no longer seeing it with perspective and clarity. So that emotion is not your real self, your true self. It's a memory. It's a thought. It's your younger self, often a childhood self. It's thinking from childhood, being triggered by that image you're seeing or what someone said. It's triggering a memory, it's triggering a thought process, a train of thoughts in your head. So feelings actually, they're like weather systems, they come and they go, you can't control them. But they do come and they go. Sometimes it's hard to remember that in the midst of a really big storm. But it will come and it will go, if we allow it, if we stop interfering with it. Problems with feelings, if we have a feeling and then often we add onto it, we pile on lots of thinking and more feelings onto it. So actually people are scared about being stressed. Actually it's not the stress is the problem, it's the fact they're stressed about being stressed. Now that can be a problem. So what if you can know your feelings are not you, they're just spontaneous. So next time you feel that feeling of jealousy, what if you can allow it? Allow it by seeing it for what it is. It's not your real self. And not attaching any meaning to it. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't know anything about you as a person. It doesn't mean you're a bad person for feeling it. This feeling of jealousy has no idea what your future, how your future lies. What if you could see it for what it is? It's triggering some kind of memory, some kind of story that's plausible, that's realistic. And you're making that situation about you when perhaps you don't need to. Well, if you could use that feeling as a prompt to love yourself, to nurture yourself, to connect to your body in this moment, in the here and now, because the jealousy is not the here and now. Well, if you could use that as a prompt to bring yourself back to the here and now and do something nurturing for you, imagine your body doing what you want it to do in this moment. And you begin to perhaps have a different experience, a different relationship with the feeling of jealousy. And guess what? It just moves on. It becomes lighter and just moves on without you doing anything. You're not a bad person for feeling jealousy. It's a spontaneous thought, story that's come alive into your nervous system. It's called being human. And the more you see it for what it is, the more you notice it without going beyond noticing it. Or notice it and use it as a prompt to love yourself, to nurture yourself. You might be surprised how such a different experience comes to you. And you reconnect to your innate resources that knows you're okay in this moment and whatever happens. Loving you.